Layochli moi melagreg mitachas. You only ate one day. Mitzaris. You can mitzaris with zimun. Having two people ate bread, they want a bench. If you eat with them, even a greatness, you can mitzaris with them for zimun. But you want a bench, you wait to the rabbin, and the moitzi yach yochel kezayas dogim. Then you would ask to have tira kezayas dogim. Amarav chono rab yuda mishmei de rovo. Lukasa, what's the locha? Ochal oru ola yeru. You ate a leaf of a yeru. Veshosa kesho yayin, or you drank some wine, isn't star. That's the locha, you can start with the other people. But some shrit is only with 10 people, but a loch is even with 3 people. You can start to make a chiyu zimun. But if you want a bench, you want to say the bench is the mice of the other 2 people, and the mice of Yach Yochel Kezayin Zod. Omer Rav Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazon. If Moshe was the first one to Mesak and benching to say Birchas Hazon, Vishor Shiorad Lehem Mon. When the Mon came down, he was Mesak in the Bracha of Hazon. Some say later when Anshe Nesek Berle came, they made it the exact nusach the way we said now. His Moshe was Mesak in the call of Zikr Nusach. But our nusach of Adam was from Anshe Nesek Berle. Yeshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Hazon. He was Mesak and he made Dinyum to say the second Bracha. Kiva Shenichnas to the Eretz when it came into Eretz Yisrael, Dovid the Shleima Tiknu Bani Yishlayim. They were Mesak in the third Bracha of Bani Yishlayim. How did it work? Dovid Tikin Al Yisrael Anecha Va Yishlayim Yerecha, because Dovid just saw Yishlayim, he didn't see the base of English yet, who Shleima Tikin Al Abayis HaGod of HaKodesh. Hatovi Amitiv, the fourth Bracha we say, the Yavna Tiknu. That was Bazundra the Kong that Rabbana made later on, Kinegar Arugay Beta. The Yomer of Masnil, Oysa Hayoim Shenitnu Aruge Beiter, if the Melech killed out the whole year of Eden, and he was going there, they can't be kind with them, he let the Mason just stay there on the ground, and all of a sudden, once he came out with a new Zera, they let them make a Kura, let them bury them. So that day, Oysa Hayoim Shenitnu Aruge Beiter Kura, Tiknu Biyavna Atoiv Yameiter, they massacred this broken benching. Hatoiv, what's the Toiv? Shmoyes Rihu, because Razunjur Atrich, Schus. But all those, I'm sure, I think it was a few years, that they were there, not buried, nobody was masriach. All the masons stayed the same way. The Hamasia Shenitla Kura. The Choponim now, the Zirchat Abba Kura. So exactly why did the Sakhna Bishaz Zirchat the Muslim? This was Shreya, I mean. They say, could have been the Sakhna Bishaz during Skudar also. Why did Adafka take the Nila Zirchat the Muslim to give a special Hedor to a Rugay Beitin? That's the Kon Rabbonim. Kon Rabbonim. Say the Zirchat the Muslim. Kachi, how do we bench? Bracha Rishayna is Birchas Hazon. Shniya Birchas Oros. Shlisha is Bani Rishlayim. Reviya is Hatzei Diyamei. That's our portion of benching. Uvi Shabbos. How do we say, what do we most of on benching on Shabbos? Namaschil B'Nechoma, Umesayim B'Nechoma, like we do. B'Nechoma is a Drashi, it's a Drashi, but with Shabbos, Maschil B'Nechoma, Klaima. Eina Tzorof lo Nesayim lo Lahatzil B'Shol Shabbos. We don't start any new Bracha about Shabbos. Elamaskulam Sayyim bin Achama bin Yerushalayim. Because right before the name Yerushalayim, we say, Kori Nechama Kach, Kori Nechama Kol Hesu de Maskul bin Rachem bin Achmenu. Between Rachem and Achmenu, that's called a Nechama. Like we do, we say, before of the name Yerushalayim. Yom Akdusha Sayyim Bienten. In the middle of it, we say, Yom Shabbos Kodesh of this. We have Lezer Wayne, Rotso Aimer bin Achama Aimer. If you want to, good. But Birchas Oros Omer, you want to say it even before in the second Bracha, Birchas Oros, you could say it safe. The Bracha Shtiknu Chacham V'Yavne Omer, you want to say it in Atev Yemetiv, you could say it. If the other is no Kfiyah, we can say it safe. If any part of the Bracha you can say it safe, I'd be not the first Bracha. But Chom Omerim, Eino Omer, Elo B'Nacham Abavad. No, you could only say it like we said before in the English Lion. But the Gemara Chacham Haino Tanakamu, that's the same sheet that it say is only right before the English Lion. And the Gemara Ikev Benayim the Yevon. The Shaila is the Yevon, if it's in some place else, are you Yotz or not? So Drashi, Ikev Benayim the Yevon, the Rabbonim Basroi Madrinim Lei. They hold no, the Losh Chom, the last question is, Chom Moim Eino Oimer Ela Bin Chomer. Ela means Afinu Bin Yevon. You said we'd say, after Benayim Yishlayim Rafed Yemetiv, you have to be chosen, you have to bench over again. That's what we hold the Losh. We'd say, it has to be said in this place, right before Benayim Yishlayim. And once you say Avnei Yishlayim Benei Yishlayim Benei Yishlayim Benei Yishlayim, then you have to daven over again. You have to bench over again. Tana Rabbonin. Minayim Lebirchas HaMozim Min HaTorah. How do we know there's a chiyuv to bench Midiraita to say Birchas HaMozim? Shenem and the Pasuk says, V'yachalta V'savota V'rachta. So the Goyim takes out the Girchas Shuddi, Uveirachta Zu Birchas HaZimah. And as Hashem lekecha zu birchas hazon, we have to have rachmos of birchas hazon. As Hashem lekecha zu birchas hazimun, the chur birchas hazimun comes first. But around the birchas hazimun, now we say the Rosh Hashanah Mishleh, it's not midiraita. That's only midirabonim. But Shasim is cooking with only a smash of the yam with these cooking. Because there's such an Indian to have a birchas hazimun to say the Rosh Hashanah Mishleh. So the smash is from uveirach to mean birchas hazimun. As Hashem lekecha means birchas hazon. For orit ha-toyza, ha-alo orit, zu birchas orit. Ha-toyza, zu b'ni rishlayim. Nechein uweimer har hazeh, ha-har ha-toyza hazeh b'yavon. That goes on rishlayim. Ha-shenosa, mecho, zu ha-toyza yameitim. So right, so we touch it all that toyza yameitim, the fourth brachas only with the rabbonim. So pshat is sukkah, the only asmachtis liyama, that you have these four brachas.
The first three is the right, before David Shlomo, before Yeshua,
yeah.
When he bench.
They also have, there was a nusach though. However they want, they said it. There's only a chiyuv to bench if you finish eating. The fun of minayin is where the asmacht or some mokko to make a bracha rishayna, or master kava chayma. Kishu sada mevorach, kishu rova kol shchein. We had before, that's a kava chayma. Rebbe yoyma, ain't it tzorach. You don't need a kava chayma for this. The Pesach says, v'yachalta v'savota v'rachta. Zu bircha sazon. Alvo birchas hazimun, hayno birchas hazimun, migazl Hashem ita nafka. Mela, ala oret, that zu birchas oret. Ha-toyva zu b'ni mishlayim. V'cheinu weimer harazeh, ha-har ha-toyva zel v'yavonun, that goes the base of Mithrash, it's called toy. Ha-toyva neite v'yavna tiknu. And yavna v'yavna mishlayim, so you don't need an asmacht even, that's time of the kolom rabbonim. Ein liyel, zu birchas oret. Ha-toyva zu b'ni mishlayim. The chayin uweimer harazeh ha-har ha-toyv ha-zel v'yavonim, that goes the base of Mithrash, it's called toy. Ha-toyv u-meit nit v'yavna tiknu. And yavna v'yavna mishlayim, so you only need a smacht even, that's time of the kolom rabbonim. Ein liyel liyachrov, that is the chiyuv to bench. Lefon of v'nayim, Talmud loyim, he's at least saying you don't need the kava chayim for this svara, he has a smacht from a posik. The posik says, asher not sam l'cho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, is misher not sam l'cho, you have to bench. When did Hashem give you the mona gave you the lechem? Before you waited. So the raya to give a bracha, the shastin is finished. As soon as Hashem gives you something, means before you eat it, you have to give a bracha. You have to give a bracha. You only need to talk to him. Harei yuweiner, uvorech es lach mecho v'yitimecho. Ez al sikri yubeirich, el uvorech. Zei mesai kori lechem, kreizim shech lenu. So the mashu is chia to give a bracha as soon as you get the lechem, even before you eat it. We have not seen Noyme, ain't it Zorich, you only this Rasmacht, another Rasmacht, how you weigh me to the Yachim here. Came Tim Sunoise, the Terem Yala, Abomoto, Shal Widim Ichmul Anovi, Lecho, Shilo Yoichal Om, Ad Boyun, and the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel comes, the Hu Yavorach Hazevach, Ach Rechem Yoichu Lakruya. You see, he makes the Brocha first, he so made a Brocha for the Zevach. It was a Korban there, and before they ate the Korban, they made a Brocha. You see, that's the Master to make a Brocha before you eat. The whole kach lomo, how do you have to give such a big description for? The vishanoshim dabroni is saying, hey, shol yester isha, where am I going to find shol, so she, and where am I going to find shmuel? So the isha talks a lot, she gave a long description, how are you going to find it? So shmuel noma, kadeh lesaka biyotu shol shol. Why did shmuel say this? Kadeh, look at the nicer for shol. They say the mishichmo mala gavoya mikolom. And he was nice and everybody mishich with the malach.
All right, we'll stop here. Daf mem chesam abeis. We'll start over again a little bit from the two dafs in the middle. Daf Tana Rabbonin.
Again, Tana Rabbonin. Say the birchas hamozen. How do we bench kachi? Bracha rishoyna is birchas hazon. Shniya birchas oretz. Al oretz be'al hamozen. Shlish is b'ni rishlayim. Revius hatov yameitim. Over Shabbos, maschil b'nechama, u'masayim b'nechama. We start in the middle of the bracha nechama, which is rachim no Hashem lakenu. In the middle of this bracha, we say ritzei like we do. We don't have a new bracha for Shabbos. Just in the middle of rachim no, before we end up with bnei Yerushalayim, we say ritzei. That's called over Shabbos. Is maschil b'nechama, u'masayim b'nechama. In the bracha of nechama of rachim no, we say ritzei. V'yoyim mekadusha shayoyim b'emtzah. And the middle of Rachim Noah, we say Ritzei, Yom Shabbos, Hashem Shabbos, HaKadosh Hazir, and then we just end off with Bnei Yerushalayim. We don't have a special bracha for Shabbos. We have Lezer Weiner, Rotzal Oimra, Benachama Oimra, Bebirchos Oretz Oimra. If you want to say it in Birchos Oretz,
in Abel HaKoil, you can say it there also. Bebracha Shetiknu Chachom Diyavna, you want to say in the fourth bracha, Oimra. That's your blessed Shita. Wherever you want to say, we say, you can say it. Bechom Oimrim, Eino Oimra Ela Benchoma, Vilvad. For the Gemara Chachom Haino Tanakama, it's the same Shita as the first Tana, and the Gemara Ikebenayil Diyavid. That Lalach we hold like the Chomim, the Dievid, the only place you could say Ritzeh is in the middle of Rachim Noah like we do. But if you'd say Ritzeh someplace else, you would not be Yitzah. That's the Chiddush Nechom Maimrim, Eina Ela B'Nechom. Tana Rabbon, Minayin Lebricha Samazim Minatero, Shenema the Pozik says, V'yachalte V'savote V'rachta. So we dashin Zu Bircha Sazon. So V'rachta means you have to make the first Bracha. As Hashem Olakecha Zu Bircha Sazimun. There's such an Indian to make a Bircha Sazimun. So the Miri speaks out that about that we hold Brichas Zimmer on the Midrash. There's such a chiv when you have three people eating together to make a Zimmer. Bor Shechanu Mishaloi, that's it on the Midrash. So here it's an Asmachta. Aloritz, the Pasuk then says Aloritz, Zu Birchas Oritz. That's the chiv to say the second Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Aloritz Vela Mozin. Hatoiva, Pasuk says Hatoiva, Zu Bani Rishlaim. That goes on the third Ruach we say of Bailey Rishlaim. What does Rishlaim have to do with Toivah? The Chenuwaim, another Pasuk says, Pahor HaToiv HaZevi HaLvonon. Hezor HaToiv, it says Toiv, it goes on HaLvonon, that's the base of Mikdash. So you see, Rishlaim with the base of Mikdash is called Toivah. So the Pasuk says, Pahor HaToiv, it means the Ruach, the third Ruach of Bailey Rishlaim. Ashenosan Lechor, Zu HaToiv Yameket. And Pashit is also only in Asmachta, because we hold the Sun say the fourth Ruach is only with Rabbonin. So the Gemara ain't the yellow yachra. These are only psukim. You have to make a bracha yachra if you finish eating. Lefon of minayim. So the Gemara matter kal v'chayma. Kishu sova mevorach. Kishu rov lekol shchein. We had this kal v'chayma before, and so he spoke out about that there's only kal v'chayma midi rabbonin. As midi raisa, the svara is still that you only have to bench after you're filled up, but beforehand there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. Midi rabbonin is such a svara. That when you're filled up, you have to thank Hashem. Shita, you have to thank Him before you start eating. Rashi says, "Kishu rov v'yimbola hofik es rovoi ayidei briyosa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu lekol shchein." If you want to take away your hunger from things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, shita, you have to thank Him. Kol shchein shezet tzarach levor Hakadosh Baruch Hu yosef. That's the svarik. You have to make a bracha rishona. So the more Rebbe Yoimer ain't a tzarach. Rebbe says no. Rashi and the tzarach means the kal v'chayma zeh. You don't have to come on to the kal v'chayma to say there's a chiyuv to make or an inyan to make a bracha rishona. He dashes the pasuk like this: V'yachalta v'savata v'rachta zu bircha sazon. There's such a chiyuv to make a first bracha of benching. Avol bircha sazimun. How do we know there's an inyan of bircha sazimun when you have three people to say in the bracha shachanam shaloi? That's the pasuk we had before: Migadol Hashem iti nafka. From a different pasuk. As the Asmacht is from this pasuk, God Hashem iti Rama Moshma Yachtov. We have three people together. We give shvach to the Eibishter. Our Lord, the pasuk says, Zu Birchas Oritz, Ha Toiva Zu Bnei Yerushalayim, V'chein Uweiner Ahar Hazeh Ahar HaToiv Hazeh V'Avonet. Ha Toiv V'Yameitiv. The fourth bracha that we say, Kel, Avinu Makenu Adreinu Barenu Barenu Yosreinu. That's Ha Toiv V'Yameitiv. That bracha was the Yavne Tiknu. That's only the Rabbonim Dikatakona to say it in Yavne. And Ein Liyelu Liyachra. There's only a chiyuv to make a bracha when you get finished eating. Lefon of Minayin, how do you know the svar to make a bracha Rishayna? Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, Ashenos San Lechor. Akash Bracha gave to us. So we darshan, Mishenos San Lechor. As soon as Hashem gave it to us, we have to give a bracha. So even before we eat, Abi Hashem gave it to us, we have to make a bracha. This is an asmachta to make a bracha rishonim. We have Yitzchak Gaimer Ein Tzorach. You don't need this bracha, this pasuk, this asmachta for a bracha rishonim. He has a different pasuk. Harehu Weimer, Uveirach Eslach Mecho, V'yes Meimecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bench, Uveirach Eslach Mecho, our bread, V'yes Meimecho. Is Al Tikri Uveirach, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us the bracha, El Uvorach, that we should give the bracha. So Mashma, we should bless, we should give a bracha for the lechem. So the Gemara, V'yem Nesai Kori Lechem, when is something called a lechem? Kaidim Shiach Lenin, about before you eat it. You see, there's Nesmachta, before you eat something, to give a bracha back to Hashem. Reb Nosin Leimer, Ein Etzorach. You don't need these psukim, another Nesmachta. Harei Yewema, the Pasuk says that when Sheol came into the city, he wanted to find Shmuel. So he asked the Naris, he asked the young girls, where is Shmuel HaNavi? So the young girls answered back. They said, "Kibayachem Meir, when you come into the city, came Timson, you'll find Shmuel Anovi Yosei, Veterim Yala Bamos. Before Shmuel Anovi is going up to the Bama, Lechol, to eat, Ki Lo Yoichal Omad Boyu. Because the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel Anovi comes first. Why? Ki Hu Yevorech HaZevach. Because Shmuel Anovi, he'll say the Brochor on the Korban, on the Zevach, and Achrechen Yoichlu HaKruim. And then the other people will come and eat it. You see a pasuk here that Shmuel made a bracha before he ate from the korban. You see, there's need to make a bracha rishonah. So Rashi says the chiddush. Rashi says, "V'achrechein yechol akruim limdocha shetoyim lebarach lefnei achila al azevach." So Rashi wainer barach asher kedishana b'mitzvayso b'tzivano lechol es azevach. Lechi tzivano, where's the mitzvah teeth from the korban shlamim? The yabosa teicha. The pasuk says you shlit from the bosa. So this Rashi brings down what pasuk did Shmuel Novi make? He made a birchas hamitzvahs. He said, "Asher kedishon b'mitzvayso b'tzivano lech l'asazevach." That's a mitzvah to the korban shlomim. So Rakhrein Amir, so what's the right hour, Gemara? They were talking about a birchas hanena. We want to say before you have a law, you have to make a bracha rishona. Maybe you only have to make a bracha on a mitzvah. So if the Yeshua says the pshat is avad these psukim only in the smach is the alma. So the rabbonim were mistaken we had before oslanis menolamazeh below bracha. It's with the Rabbonin, you have to make a bracha before you have a no. Just the Rabbonin wouldn't make a bracha unless there's an asmachta someplace that there is such a thing as making a bracha. So if you have an asmachta here, the good is a bracha and mitzvahs. But you saw before he went eat, he made some type of a bracha, so it passed the Rabbonin to make a bracha all over. Anytime you have any ano, there's a need to make a bracha. So at the Gemara though, the Chol Kach Loma, how come the Naris, when they answered Shol, and Shol asked the young girls, "Where's Shmuel Hanavi?" So they gave him a whole long pasuk here where to find him. They should have said, "Go up to the bummer, you'll find him." Sashkan to Gemara Lafish, Anoshim Dabroni is saying. That's the Messias, Noshim talk a lot. He asked Anisha for directions, how to get there, so I'll give you a ganze story. So the Noshim gave Shol a long story description where to find Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel Lama Shmuel says, "No, no, the Pshat." You know why the Noshim spoke so long to Shol? To the Elistak of Yopio. Shol Shol, Pasha, the young girl, Naras, wanted to look at the beauty of Shol. So they kept on talking to him to be able to look at him. The pasuk said, "Mishichmo yamala gavoya mikolom." As he was tall of him, his shoulders and up, he was taller than the rest of the yam. So it doesn't just mean he was tall; he was handsome and tall also. So the Naras pasuk wanted to look at him. That's why the Naras answered him very longly, "Where you find Shmuel?" Rabbi Yechon, not my third reason. The fishein malchus negas bechaverto afilu kamala nima. His one melech doesn't interfere with the second melech, even to like the chut hasara. The head of pshat was first Shmuel Anovi. He was the shvara. He was the leader in Klal Yisrael. It was the matzav when Shmuel Anovi was going to be mamlech Shol to become the melech. So when he appointed Shol, like the shvara now went over to Shol. So he's given over his melucha to Shol. So it was minas shemayim. It's not right for Shol to take it over. That's why these naras had a bimarak and they're talking because it didn't come time yet for Shol to go up to meet Shmuel. Said Rashi, "V'chol kach lo mahoyu marichin b'divrayim, shein malchus nagas b'chaverto, l'fi she'shmuel hoyu manig es Yisrael." A beginning, Shmuel was the manig. V'shol hoyu noitel es ha'shvoro. And now, Shol came time, he should be the melech. Mishadibir Shmuel elov. When Shmuel would talk now to Shol, he'll appoint him to be the melech. V'yorech dvorim ekel l'fi Shol. Now the reason why they spoke so long because it didn't come the time yet, the second, when Shmuel should give over his shrora to Shol. So the more v'yein liyela birchas hamozim. There's such a chiyuv to make a birchas hamozim midiraisa from his sukkim. Birchas atari minayin. How do you know before we learn we have to make a bracha? Amar Rabbi Shmuel kal v'chayma. The kal v'chayma. Al chay yishor nevorch. If you have to make a bracha for eating, which is only chay yishor, means only tzarech this world. As long as we're living here, we need food. Is al chay yilam abo, learning Torah that gives you chiyus. Yilam abo lekol shchein. Avad in smara, you have to make a bracha. Even though before we learned about some psukim, there's also a kal v'chayma type of a limud. And before we had other psukim for brichas haTorah. We have Yechiya Banachmeni Talmidai Shereb Yishmer Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, he said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel, "Ein etzorch, I don't need this kal v'chayma to say that you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah." Here's from another pasuk. Harei Weimer, here the pasuk says, "By Birchas Hamozoin, Alor Tatoiva Shenos Amecho." is when this or it's a toivah, you have to make a bracha. It means the peris, the tefuah, you have to make a bracha. Another pasuk says the yetna luchos luchos seven via torah via mitzvahs. So it's like a gzera shava ashenosan luchos the yetna luchos. Here also Hashem is giving you the Torah, so you also have to make a bracha the same way you had to make a bracha on achila from the oratz that Hashem gave you. Reb Meir Weiner minayin shekeshem shemavorach ala toiva kach mavorach ala ro. The same way we thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for toiva, say a bracha toiva yemetiv. The same thing if something bad happens, you have to make a bracha dayin emes. And we also like have to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tamalayim, the pasuk says ashenosan lecho, and this pasuk and it says Hashem lekecho. Hashem lekecho is a double lashon of midas harachnim and midas hadin. So it means to say, like this bracha of benching goes on two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dayoncho, v'chol din shedoncho. Whatever din HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, there's the pasuk of Erachto, give back bracha to Hashem. Bein midah toivah, bein midah pronis. What Hashem does good to us, what Hashem does bad to us, we have to give a bracha back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when Hashem does bad, it's also only for our toivah. That's only for a toivah that we should do tshuva and be master l'muta. Right? Reb Yehuda ben Beseir Oimer, ein etzorach, I don't need this pasuk for this thing that's needed to bench, make a bracha on toiv and ra. Harei Oimer toiva, ha toiva. It could have just said toiv, and it says or it's ha toiva. Means toiva zu toiv. He's going on birchas atoiv. How do we know you have to make a bracha before you learn toiv? It says in the pasuk here toiva, an extra ha toiva is toiva zu toiv. It's going even on toiv. V'cheinu Oimer ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Ha toiva, what is the hay stand for ha toiva? Zubin Yerushalayim. That there's chiyuv to make a bracha of Bein Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Oimer, ha-har ha-toiva, ha-zeh v'halvonim. Learn out one with the other. Bein Yerushalayim and Birchas HaTorah from the same pasuk. Ha toiva is telling us to, on two toivas, we have to make a bracha. For Glekach toiv nosat lechem, that's Torah. And Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, ha-har ha-toiva, ha-zeh v'halvonim, you have to make a bracha. Right. Tanya Reb Elazar Oimer Kol Shloi Omar Eretz Chemda Toivo Rechava Bavirches Oretz. We don't say this like we say Noid Lecha Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Lekeinu Eretz Chemda Toivo Rechava. You don't say this at the beginning of the Birches Oretz. You're not Yoytza Birches Amotin Hu Adin O Malchus Beis Dovah Levoni Yerushalayim. When it comes to Pasuk Rachim No, we say Yotzi Mishkan Kvodecho V'al Malchus V'ezov V'Meshechecho. And B'yat Rachim no say Yotzi Mishkan Kvodecho V'al Malchus V'ezov V'Meshechecho. They don't say Malchus V'ezov in the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim Lo Yotzi Deichai Vosoi. You're not Yotzi Deichai Vosoi. Nukur according to them it means you're not Yotzi Mi'ikir Adin. So it's a question we'll see later if this is Midirabonan or this is Midiraita that you have to mention these things. Rashi O Malchus V'ezov Bnei Yerushalayim Sha'yodoi Niskachi Yerushalayim. Hey, since Bnei Yerushalayim is a bracha on Yerushalayim, of course of David HaMelech, we had a kedusha of Yerushalayim. So you have to mention David HaMelech in the Bnei Yerushalayim. But Nochem HaZokein Oiner, Tzorech Sheyizkabo Bris. In the brachas Oretz, in Noid Lecho, you also have to say, V'yal Brischo Sherasantim Yisraenu. You have to talk about Bris Milah. Rabbi Yosef Oiner, Tzorech Sheyizkabo Torah. You also have to mention, V'yal Torosko Shlomartonu. You have to mention Torah. And we'll soon see if this is Midiraisa or only Midirabonim. Plima Yoimer in Tzorech Sheyaktim Bris LaTorah. You have to, like we do, we say V'yal Bris Chosh Asantiv Yisraenu, V'yal Toros Chosh LaMaratonu. You have to first mention Bris and then mention Torah. Why? Sezhu Nitna B'Sholosh Brises. His Torah was only given with three Brises in the Torah. V'zu Nitna